We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Steady calling my phone.
Tell her. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're opening up the phone lines, 800-585-1051. So, obese passengers are complaining about airlines charging them 2 tickets to fly on different airlines. Now, this is not every airline, but this is some of them. And some of the bigger passengers are complaining about this. So we're asking, what are your thoughts? 800-585-1051. Now, keep in mind, 41% of Americans are obese. So with that being such a large number, I think that they should have
a large number.
Shut up, man. I think they should have an obese section. Now, an obese section, I know you think, oh, Envy, that's a fat section. But yes, a big section where the seats are bigger. And you, let's say you just have 4 seats on a plane or 6 seats on a plane that you keep for obese passengers. Now, if you don't sell them, then you can sell them to regular people. And then regular people that have a first class seat, it'll feel like a first class seat. But you at least give them the option instead of, you know, because, you know, if you've been on a flight, like the seats are getting narrower and narrower. And there's no way somebody with that's big can fit in those seats.
Also, too, that number is probably a little skewed. Because, like, to be considered obese, I think you have to be over 200 pounds. But that don't necessarily mean, like,
You're fat.
You're fat. Right. You know what I mean? Right. Like, you know, you just considered obese based off what, you know, the standards are. But I believe the airlines are doing overweight people a favor.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because if I was an overweight person, I personally would want to book 2 seats because I would want to be comfortable. Simple as that. Like, the airline is not only looking out for the overweight people, it's looking out for its other customers, because y'all talking about how much it would cost for the heavy person to buy 2 seats. How would you feel if you spent all that money for a plane ticket and had to be uncomfortable the whole ride because you're sitting next to somebody who clearly needed 2 seats? You know what I mean? So one of 2 things can happen. I don't want the airlines to change the dynamics of the plane, but you know, if somebody is like overweight, like, you know, 300, 400 pounds, maybe you can give them a discount on the second ticket.
Right, give them a discount. Maybe. But the problem is this, right? You know, with inflation and interest rates high and people not making money, that's expensive. And flying right now is expensive. Before, when you could get like a little $200 ticket, $250 ticket, $120 ticket, that's not no more. Now tickets are no less than $450, $500.
Okay. Charge them their weight. That's the discount.
Yo, shut up,
if you $450, you got to pay $450. But if you like $300 for the second seat, you pay the $300. You should have to pay a dollar per pound for your second ticket. I think that's fair.
Hello?
Now, by the way, real quick.
Hello?
Hold on a second, brother. I said this, but
hey,
then
what's going on?
I just got a text from the president of the Fat Lives Matter community. He says that we don't need a whole section, but if a second seat is needed, it shouldn't be full price of a regular ticket. I said that before I even got that text from him. Because we do have the president of the Fat Lives Matter committee that works here.
Yep.
But, you know, he can't be on camera for other reasons and stuff. But, you know.
Warrants.
Yeah, you'll see him soon.
Yeah. But my whole thing is just do a section. What's your name, bro?
Not a section.
My name is Ro.
Ro, talk to us.
Okay, so I used to work out the airline a little while back. To be honest, I agree with what y'all saying. I don't think it should be a full seat, but it should be an extra upcharge. Because getting them on the airline or the flight itself, my fault, used to be a process. You had to get an extension for the seatbelt. It took like two or three people to get them on. Like, that extra seat is a tad bit, but there should be like an overcharge price or something, like overweight bag.
I agree.
Now, let me ask you a question, Rose. So, you know, at planes, they always keep two seats just in case there's a person with a wheelchair or a handicap, right?
True.
Now, think about it. If there was an obese section where it was just four seats that were a little bigger, that's only booked for big people, but if they don't sell it, then they just know then they could sell it to regular people, kind of like the handicap seats. It could just be four seats on the plane, but it's just a little bigger to help, you know, obese people out.
Okay, so that's a good idea, right? So you have four, you have just extra seats.
Right.
And if no obese person rides the plane and buys that extra seat, then it's just a regular seat.
Just a regular seat?
I'm with that. Because everything.
But to be honest, those extra seats aren't even just for handicapped people. Those are for flight crews. Like, if they got somebody loading from one flight, flying to the next city to
You're right.
So they use the handicapped seats for other things, and that could be for the obese seats. It could be, it could be like the fat section, the obese section. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Everything costs extra on the plane. If your bag is overweight, you got to pay extra.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? If you got more than one carry-on bag, you got to pay extra for the carry-on bag.
Correct.
It should be the same thing when it comes to your weight.
If you're a little weight, you got to pay more.
If you're a little overweight, you got to pay a little bit more, because all you're doing is paying for another seat. I wouldn't charge them full price for another seat.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
What up, though?
Detroit, what's up? Talk to us.
Hey, so listen, man, I'm just saying, first off, I like how y'all had the theme songs playing in the back, the TV theme songs. Can y'all play DuckTales for us? Get that in the rotation.
Yeah, y'all not supposed to be hearing that, so but go ahead.
Yeah, where you at that you heard that so we can report them? Where you at?
Detroit?
We here, bro.
Detroit?
Yeah, we here.
All right, but go ahead, bro.
Hey, but yeah, man, I think they should charge them. Yeah, definitely. Put some tax on it, because everything going up, the world going up, everything costs more. We got to pay for everything. Food costs extra. They know that. So gas got to cost extra. The seat got to be extra.
Right, but we even talk about the fact that all these food traps where a lot of people can't get healthy food, so they're eating these food deserts, man. I said food traps.
Stop making it sound like they got a bunch of Chick-fil-A under a box and fat people are getting trapped, man. Ain't no food traps. It's a food desert, man.
They're looking sexy.
This guy is so crazy. This guy said food traps.
Like, chicken fingers are looking sexy. Yeah, they're trapping people.
Like, is this a whole bunch of pies? You know what I'm saying? There's a whole bunch of pies in the net. And as soon as you go get the pies, the net just covers you up. Like, man, cut it out, man. Damn, yo.
800-585-1051. If you're just joining us, obese passengers are complaining because airlines are charging them two tickets if you want to fly with them. So we'll talk about it when we come back. And we got Grizz when we come back. And he's a big brother. Pause. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Call me.
And your opinions to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're taking your calls, 800-585-1051. We're talking about obese passengers complaining about airlines charging them two tickets to fly. And we got Grizz on the line. Grizz, good morning.
Yo, good morning, man. Good morning, Breakfast Club. Yo, what up, y'all? Everybody good?
Yes, sir. Now, how big are you, Grizz? Pause.
Whoa. Listen, man, I'm 400.
Jesus.
When I squat and I work out every day, I'm in the gym. I'm buff.
Okay.
So the thing is, when I get to the line, they want to sit there and say, yo, we need to charge you for two seats.
How tall are you?
I know my size. I know I'm a big dude, but, yo, that's too much, man.
How tall are you?
6'6".
Now, let me ask you a question. As a 6'6", 400-pound man, shouldn't you want more room? I know you get even more leg room. I know you do.
But
I
might not be able to afford it.
I need more leg room. I need more room, period. You know what I'm saying? My foot, I'm a size 14.
Grizz, I'm going to ask you a question. I don't want you to think anything of it.
Uh-oh.
I just want to know. Personally.
Yo.
I just want to know.
Chill out, yo. Here we go.
I got to hear this question again. Ask Grizz.
What? Just tell me. Just tell me.
Tell him what?
Is the stereotype true, people with big feet? Because I got big feet, but it ain't true.
Yo, man, we not even on that topic right now. Let's talk about these TSA agents, man. You know, that been going on for years, brother.
That's right. People patting you down, right? Just want to make sure to see if your shoe size matches.
We're talking about the little luggage thing, man.
My fault.
Yo, everybody in the morning listen to you every morning do that. Yo, chill out.
Yo, hold on, Grizz. Yo, what's wrong with you, man?
I know. I just wanted to know,
what's
man.
Up with you? Like,
I was
like,
asking questions.
You just asked that man the size of his...
No, I did not, actually. But listen, the thing about Grizz, once again...
The what?
If I was Grizz, I would want to be comfortable. So... I think that they should have half off for the second seat. That's what I think.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, DJ Envy and Charlamagne.
Peace. Good morning.
I'm gonna keep it anonymous because I got something ugly to say.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Well, first of all, are you obese?
I just wanna say,
are you obese, ma'am?
I am not.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. Say what you got to say then.
I just want to say if they want to, you know, complain about paying for two tickets, keep their fat ass home. That's
damn.
It.
I mean, well, that was a bit harsh. You didn't have to say fat ass. Okay. You
could. No, I mean, that's what they are. Obese, fat, Jesus. All the same thing.
Yeah, but it's the fat ass that makes it bad. Anyway, you know, it's going to come to that though, right?
What?
Because if you are a certain size and you don't want to pay, you know, the extra cost for the extra ticket, you're going to have to find other means of transportation, right?
Yeah.
So you might not be flying.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Darnell.
Darnell, good morning, Darnell.
Good morning, good morning.
Talk to us. We're talking about obese passengers complaining that they're getting charged for two airline tickets now.
Right, right. So I believe personally that they should get charged for two airline tickets. I have personally been in situations because I've traveled a lot where I've been next to that morbidly obese passenger and it is extremely uncomfortable. If you sit... and you physically take up 1.5 seats, then yes, you should pay for two tickets without fin. Like, it's not an emotional thing. It's not a physical bias thing.
Yeah.
It's more or less about, you know, being considerate for people next to you. And if you can't control your weight or if you do have a physical problem, then the airlines should be cognizant of this and have their own section for these people that size. But... seeing as how I'm a normal sized male and I've been so uncomfortable next to that really big male or that really big female, I have been turned off on more than one occasion in different airlines, and not just Delta, but multiple airlines. They need to all come to the consensus that, hey, look, this person is making me uncomfortable because they are bigger than the average size of the seat. So that's my opinion.
I agree. Either that or instead of flying commercial, some of these people got to fly cargo.
What?
Okay.
I was going to say private.
One of the two. You can't fly cargo. One of the two. Because I think the whole thing is we all can agree that, especially the older you get, it's not like airlines are the most comfortable.
Correct.
I don't care whether you're sitting in first class, you know, economy, whatever it is. Airline seats just aren't the most comfortable. So if I was an obese person, I would want to buy a second seat just so I can be as comfortable as possible. And I think that the only solution is the second ticket should literally be $1 a pound.
Oh my goodness.
I'm serious.
But like, what if you can't afford it? Like, you gotta travel somewhere and you can't afford two tickets.
$1 a pound.
You 400 pounds.
So I bought my first ticket for whatever the regular price was.
Right.
And if I'm obese and I need another seat,
that could be like 400.
That's better than 600, 700 or whatever the average ticket is.
And then you gotta weigh yourself on the scale to see what it is.
Hey. You know what I mean?
So now you gotta get on the luggage scale and weigh yourself on that scale.
It's better. I'm just trying. It's better than having to buy two full tickets at full price.
Now obese people gonna have anxiety. They're not gonna eat for a day to get on a flight for cheaper. They're gonna pee and poop before they weigh in themselves on the scale like a boxer.
It ain't gonna make much of a difference.
Oh,
if you that obese, it ain't gonna make that much of a difference. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna lose 5 pounds at the most.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. All right. Well, When we come back, we got your rumor report. Nelly, he's up $50 million. We'll tell you why. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club.
Hold on.
What?
Salute Dog Guy, man.
What?
The president of the Fat Lives Matter community says, yes, he said, and just to let the people know that we know y'all don't want to sit next to us, but we are okay and are prepared for y'all to fall asleep on us. It's a compromise for us taking up y'all arm space.
Oh, so he they let you sleep on them?
That's what y'all got. That's what the president of the Fat Lives Matter community said to me just now.
All right. All right, well, we come back. We got your room report. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.